Hey there, it's Winston Faircloth, and welcome back to episode 33 of the Begin Again podcast. Today, let's take some notice of the ripple effect in our lives. Now, perhaps you remember being by the edge of the body of still water, with only the occasional call of a bird from across the pond. Just you, alone. You pick up a big rock and you throw it as high and as far away as you possibly can. In a few seconds, you hear it. Kerplunk, with a big spray of water straight up in the air. And then you notice in concentric circles in every direction, you begin to see ripples move across the pond, drifting closer and closer to you, bigger and bigger circles of impact. Now, we typically think of the ripple effects and bodies of water, but I found this in researching this. In macroeconomics, the ripple effect refers to a multiplier outcome of money. For example, when a business or a customer makes a financial investment, they make a purchase, not only does it benefit the person or the organization, but it also has the ripple effect of increasing the financial ability of the recipient business or individual to invest and spend themselves. And I love the multiplier. You're going to hear more about that in the coming episodes. Now, our lives are a lot like the ripple effect. We share a kind word. We hold a door open for an elderly person. We finally make an overdue decision. We take an action of any kind. And as we release our gifts into God's creation, ripples of impact we cannot yet see or imagine spread out in every direction. Now, I recently experienced one of those ripple effects from months ago that has just echoed and washed back to me. A few days ago, I got a message from my client, Maria. She sent me a 90-second video that washed reaffirmation and life purpose back into me. And last fall, as I launched my coaching and mentorship practice, I offered up free 30-minute coaching sessions to everyone with a business challenge. Now, Maria is an accomplished interior designer from Vienna, and she needed help deciding between several business options. In her heart, she knew she wanted to serve more deeply and yet in a scalable way. Now, we had a session that was wide-ranging, covered a lot of ground, and yet we had a moment of inspiration. That rock went into the pond and began to ripple out. Maria got more and more excited about the potential to serve her clients more deeply in more scalable ways. That was the mantra. That was the objective. And she unlocked. She did the work. As a coach and mentor, what I did was ask really good questions and really try to understand, have her clarify and understand what she was trying to accomplish. But what was magic about that moment was you could see it in her face. You could feel her energy move up when she finally saw she could do something in her business that met her objectives of serving her customers more deeply in a more scalable way. Let's let her tell the story.
And a coaching with Winston, yes, many, many thousands of kilometers away, and he still helped me a lot out in my business. We talked about my product line and all the different products, and he really has a gift to ask the right question and really listen. And this brought out a lot in myself. I came up with new ideas, put the focus on the right product, and in the following days I had the final idea what I want to launch. I started right away with all the motivation he gave me and launched my product, which is more than 2,000 euro, and 25 people bought right away, so it was a big win for me. In the finance, of course, but especially for my strategy, because this is the missing link and we brought it out together. So if you thinking of working with Winston, go for it, because he will really help you take the next step in your business.
I want to thank Maria for that unsolicited, unexpected testimonial. It just makes my heart sing to know that she changed the lives of 25 new customers because she took action on an inspired idea. One call, one inspired action, one amazing result, 25 clients. Now, friends, this is what makes being a coach and mentor so special. You just never know when a single idea is going to take flight and ripple out to help so many others. So if you're in business or thinking about starting a business, what are you waiting for? I believe, this is one of my core beliefs, I believe that all of your life experiences has perfectly equipped and positioned you to be of service to others. And I also believe that sometimes it takes outside perspective and business experience of a coach and mentor to unlock that God-given potential inside of you. 2020 marks my 30th anniversary of becoming a CEO of a multi-million dollar organization for the very first time. Over the last three decades, I've experienced the ups and downs of the entrepreneurial roller coaster dozens of times. It's built resilience and an inner knowing in me to help me and my clients anticipate the business plateaus and glass ceilings that are inevitable as you're building your business. Teamwork and preparedness are essential for every business leader, whether you're reaching your first six figures, mid six figures, a million, multi-million, or more. And when we do, when we have that kind of ripple effect, we're impacting a growing and growing circle of people and clients, forever changing their lives. So let's go out and create some ripples today. And P.S., during my birthday month of March, I'm once again offering those same 30-minute free business alignment sessions, just like the one Maria experienced a few months ago. If you want to hop on a call, check out the link in the show notes. It's only going to be available during March 2020. What will the ripple effect be for you? And I'm also excited to share that over the next several weeks, we're going to be more consistent with the Begin Again podcast. My intent is to bring you three podcast episodes a week. Every other one will be a short form version like this one. And now we've got more and more people who are stepping forward and sharing their own Begin Again stories from their business and life. So we're going to alternate short form and interview format on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays starting today. And over these next several weeks, while we've got all these interviews coming in, you're going to hear even more stories from others who are sharing their Begin Again moments right here on the podcast. And it's my prayer that these variety of experiences will touch you with the different situations and seasons of life. And if you have a story you'd like to share on an upcoming podcast, DM me at Winston Faircloth on Instagram or contact us via the link in the show notes. So let's draw deeper faith, inspiration, and encouragement in our own Begin Again moments. If you'd like to help others, the best way you can do that is to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Your honest review helps us spread the word and put the show in front of more people. And when you post your review, capture a screenshot and contact us via the link in the show notes. We'd love to send you a gift in the mail. And for more support and inspiration on building your own faith-centered, mission-driven business, visit winstonfaircloth.com for free resources and guides to help you start, grow, and scale your own online business. And remember, the biggest breakthroughs in life and business occur the moment you decide to begin again. We'll catch you on the next episode.